Hello, 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 and welcome to another lesson. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about ISBNs, what they are, why they are important. Should you get one from Amazon, the ones that are provided for free, or should you purchase them on your own? So the website that you need to go to, because they are the official U.S. Company that issues ISBNs, is going to, you need to go to myidentifiers.com. You can see it up here. Once again, that's myidentifiers.com, and you get it from Boker. And so this is where I, as a indie self-publisher, self-publishing coach, have purchased my ISBNs. Now you can purchase them one at a time or in bulk. So it just depends on how many books you plan on publishing in the future. Of course, considering I am a hybrid publisher, I opted, I don't see it here, but we'll probably come across it. I opted for a package, I believe, of 100 ISBNs because I saw the value in it. Of course, if you don't plan on doing it and this is your first go around, you're just like, hey, I'm testing it out, you may just want to purchase one, or maybe just use the ones that are given to you by Amazon or the distribution platform that you choose. So of course, you do want to create an account if you decide to use them and to publish your, you do want to create an account if you are, in essence, decided that you're going to be publishing more than one book and you see the value of doing an ISBN or purchasing ISBNs in bulk through them. So I just want to go through, you know, some frequently asked questions, because you may be like, what the heck is an ISBN? I don't even know what that is. So it stands for International Standard Book Number. If you have went to a bookstore, I don't think it came up, but if you went to a bookstore and you purchased a book, there is an ISBN in there. One book or one book title can have multiple ISBN because it becomes a multiple format. So if, I think in the other video we talked about a self-care book, if we did the print copy, ebook, audio, those are going to be three separate ISBNs for the same book because they are in three different formats. All right, so let's just see. I mean, you can come here, but you know, can an ISBN be used? No, once they've published that and used that book, that ISBN is stuck to that particular title. And another one I want to see. Okay, here's a good question. If I'm using a print on demand company such as Amazon, who ISBN goes in my book? Whoever is to be identified as the publisher obtains the ISBN. In most cases, the print on demand is the publisher and puts their ISBN on the book. In very rare cases, due to the contractual arrangements between the print on demand and the self-publisher, the self-publisher is the publisher. Most of the time, the print on demand is the publisher because the print on demand fulfills the orders. But if you, depending on if you've already watched the video, how to upload your book to Amazon, you have that option of uploading your own ISBN if you choose to purchase it through My Identifiers. And you're going to see later on why that may be, you know, beneficial to you. Because in essence, if you decide to purchase your own ISBN, when bookstores and libraries look up this ISBN, they're going to see your information. They will be able to contact you depending on how you have it set up, whether it's you or if you, you know, are working with a hybrid publisher, however that's set up. But they will have the contact information to reach you to figure out how to get your books and published, how to get your books in bulk, excuse me, versus just seeing that the book was published through Amazon. And so just different things here. What can be done when the book is printed with the wrong ISBN? A new ISBN must be assigned. Stickers and labels made, placed in a book, and all industry database updated with the new corrected ISBN. So it's very important that, you know, you use the right ISBN. So if you accidentally put the wrong one, and I'll show you my back office because it can get quite confusing. I mean, what if you put the ebook ISBN on the print? But most of the times when you do a print book, you kind of put the ebook ISBN, the audiobook, all the different format ISBNs in the book. let's see, ownership. Do we? Okay, I think we did that one. Just want to ask some frequently asked questions, but I also do want to, they had a video in here I want to show you. I thought it was very nice. It was short and to the point and can definitely help. So what's the difference between a reprint and a new edition? So reprint means more copies have been printed with no substantial changes, a few typos. So we talked about that in another video. A new edition means that there has been a substantial change. A content has been altered in a way that may make a customer complain that this was not the product that was expected, or text has been changed to add a new feature, such as a prefix, appendix, additional content, or content has been revised, or the book has been redesigned. Excuse me. So there is a difference between a reprint. Perhaps there was a typo, an error that you saw that you need to correct and just upload. But a new edition is pretty much a new book altogether and will warrant a ISBN. All right. And I want to find the video if I can, but if not. Here, what is the purpose of an ISBN? It's to establish and identify one title or edition of a title for one specific publisher, so your information, and is it unique to that edition, allowing for more efficient marketing of products by booksellers, libraries, universities, wholesalers, and distributors. So I want to find that video because I thought it was nice. It's a 2-minute video that was here on their homepage. But if we're not able to see it, I do just want to go ahead and I'm going to log into my account. And okay. Yes, it's down here. All right. So before we get to the video, so here are the different packages that they offer. You can do 10 ISBNs for $2.95. So, and this once again is the best seller. So pretty much each ISBN is $29.50 right here in essence. But you can just purchase one. But one is $125. Do you see that? $125 for one versus 10 for $2.95. So just think about it. So if by chance you're just like, hey, I'm only testing this out just to see how it is. I don't really think I want to, you know, go the whole push my book to booksellers, retailers, and maybe just getting your ISBN through Amazon is for you. But maybe you're like, hey, I kind of want to give this a shot to see how it goes. I have the money to invest in the ISBN, but I just want to try one. I'm not quite sure. Maybe, you know, this process is kind of tedious right now, but, you know, after I get all the kinks out, I may want to, you know, publish later. I'm not quite sure. Just want to do one. I started off with the $100 one because I just know I'm publishing that amount of books. And of course, you know, once they have been assigned, you can't necessarily edit them or anything. And if I needed more, then I'll just go back and purchase more ISBNs. So if you have a question as far as how many do I need, you want to consider that. Also, for your first book, if you're thinking about doing it in multiple forms, so say you have one book and you're doing it because you want to do it in print, but you're like, hey, I want to take that same book, turn it into an EPUB, and then maybe I want to do an audiobook, then it's going to be to your benefit to go ahead and get the 10 because in essence, if you buy this three times, that's $375. You've already paid more for 10. So you might as well get the 10. Even if you're thinking about just doing ebook and print book, go ahead and get the 10 because in essence, two ISBNs is $250 when you could have these 10 later on. Okay. So you can go ahead and, you know, why should you buy? It's going to talk about in the video, but one thing I know it doesn't mention is the ISBN conveys no legal or copyright protection. However, the use of the ISBN for publication is prescribed by law in some countries. So having an ISBN does not guarantee that your book, you know, it gives any extra legal right, extra copyright protection. I hope you know that once your book is, you've written it, it's already guaranteed a certain level of copyright protection. But if you want to go the extra step, I think it's copyright.gov to do that. I believe it's $65. We're currently at the time of this video. But I wanted to play this 2-minute video for you to see. Let's see.
So you're ready to publish your book. Congratulations. But you still have some work left to do, like how to get your book discovered and get it sold. Fortunately, there is one step you can take that will help booksellers and readers find and buy your book. Get an ISBN, an International Standard Book Number. Why? Let's talk to two authors and find out how having an ISBN can help you market your book. ISBNs are required by most libraries and bookstores.
Having an ISBN has made a huge difference in sales. It's so easy for libraries and retailers to find and purchase my book.
Without an ISBN, most bookstores won't even sell my book. Also, ISBNs let you easily sell your book as a hardcover, paperback, or digital version.
I can offer my book in any format readers want. It's simple with an ISBN for each version, so buyers understand exactly what they're getting. No one gets the wrong version, and I can keep track too.
That must be nice. I've thought about selling an ebook version of my hard copy, but it got too confusing with the different formats. And finally, ISBNs make it easy to manage descriptive bibliographic records.
With an ISBN, everything a bookseller or reader wants to know is easily accessible to them. Like what the book is about, who the author is, and who published it.
My family and friends know about my book, but that's only because I told them. I'm starting to think I should have gotten an ISBN. Is it too late?
It's never too late. You can buy them anytime, and they never expire. Reach out to Bowker, the only official U.S. ISBN agency, at myidentifiers.com.
Awesome. So I think that was very informative. So of course, if, you know, by the time you finish, you know, gotten to this point, maybe you see the benefit of getting the ISBN. So of course you like to move to the next step as far as registering. So of course I'm going to sign in. But of course, if you're just going to create a new account, register over here. And so let's see, it's been a minute. All right, so this is like the back end of the office. Of course, once you entered all your information, just pretty much my identifiers. And so this is kind of where you would see the book title, the ISBN, paperback, EPUB, all of that type of stuff. If you need to change as far as the image cover. So this is how it's going to look. Let's see if I can get here. On the back end of it. And you're going to enter all this information. Now, once you know, submit it, that ISBN is tied to this book. So if by chance there's any issues, a mess up, you're going to need to assign another ISBN. So of course you're going to go through all of this information, the title, cover, contributors, format and size, sales and pricing, to when, once again, I think you can go back and change the pricing of course. Well, the pricing is a little flexible. So of course, if by chance you publish a book at $19.99, you know, by the time someone reaches out to you for bulk of course, you're going to perhaps have a different price for book sale than you would for just one book. And then you may even have, you know, a sale going on, a different thing. So for the most part, make sure that the information you're entering, especially like the actual title of the book, because once you submit it, it's going to be assigned to that particular ISBN. All right. So you just go around and play in the back office. So they also have services in which you can register and copyright your book through them. So you just do copyrights now. Like, I've never used them. I just went to the actual copyright.gov to do it. So you see here, copyright, I guess they charge, you know, $79.95. But I believe, like I said, it's $69. So maybe they just have, you know, some kind of fee on their end. You can bundle with the ISBN and save. So 2 copyrights and 10 ISBNs. So you figure out. Now, I'm not a lawyer, can give any legal advice, but for most of the times, for those that are coming through that work with me and they are writing a memoir, and it's nothing, you know, top secret or anything, you know, that'd be trademarked, patent, then, you know, hey, your book is automatically copyright. You don't have to go that extra step unless, you know, something significant. Maybe you had like a ghostwriter or you, whatever. I'm just not a big proponent of it because you already have that copyright protection. But when you start dealing with nonfiction books, in the essence of like how to step by step and those type of things, can be, you know, potentially patent or trademark because you have some kind of unique information in the book, then yeah, go ahead and pay that $65. Now it could be more depending on, you know, how you're classifying your book or whatever, but go ahead and pay that $65 to do that. Okay, so it looks as if, okay, so this is just their fee, but it says requiring an additional filing fee of $45 to $65 paid directly to the U.S. Copyright Office. So that's the fee I'm referring to, that I do it, you know, directly to them, but I guess this is their fee for doing it on your behalf. Once again, and see right here, this is perhaps another reason why you want to do that. If you feel like someone is going to steal your information, a recent Supreme Court ruling requires you to register your copyright before filing a lawsuit to enforce your rights. So if you think your material is that good in which, it, you know, someone could potentially steal it, then yeah, go ahead and pay $45.65 or this fee plus that fee to have, you know, if you feel like you will ever need to go into a lawsuit, have that type of issue. So once again, they make it easier for you to have stuff in kind of like a one-stop shop, all right? And you can also, you know, purchase barcodes from them. I just usually use the barcodes from Amazon, but once again, get everything here from myidentifiers.com. So, that's on the screen. So for the most part, if you plan on publishing more than one book or the same book in different forms, such as print book, ebook, and you think you're going to take this self-publishing thing serious, not saying that you have to make this a full-time career, but maybe you just want to publish a book once a year, then I would perhaps recommend purchasing them from myidentifiers.com, because once again, they do not expire. So if you foresee yourself getting them or publishing a book once a year, then go ahead and perhaps get the package of 10. Now, if by chance you do publishing, like, hey, this one book isn't for me, you can't necessarily transfer it over. So you know, minds that have Get It Done Publishing, there is going to say Get It Done Publishing on them. So you want to make sure that you're going to use it. So just invest in the 10. You can always add more later on. But if by chance you're just like, hey, I just want to test this out, it's no biggie if Amazon, you know, name is on the book as my publisher. Now, just because they are on the book as your publisher does not mean they have any rights as far as to your royalties, your money, or anything like that. They're simply just saying they're the publisher, not saying that they own the rights to the content of your book or anything of that nature. Okay, so I don't want you to get that confused. It's just saying that, hey, I published my book through Amazon. They are the potential publisher. Just as if you were to publish your book through me, the contract could vary. But as a self-publishing coach, you know, of course, I would teach you how to do this thing, and that's why you're in the boot camp. And so in essence, if you decide to purchase the ISBN from me, it would have Get It Done Publishing on there. But that does not mean that I own the rights to your book. You still own the content, the copyright to your book. It just means that you've purchased the ISBN through me, if by chance you had decided to go through that route. So, just things to think about, you know, why you should purchase your own ISBN or why you should use the free ISBN that is given to you through Amazon KDP. So I hope this information has helped you into determining which route is best for you. All right. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I shall see you on the other side as a published author.